Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
Ruby Frank, obviously the YouTube personality, the mommy blogger, very popular for a period of time, 2.5 million people in her audience. And before she called that quits to join her friend Jody Hildebrandt. And now we see reports that everything on the surface was just that. It was on the surface a very dark and deep hole, it seemed, behind closed doors, where eventually one of the kids goes to the neighbor's house with his wrists and ankles bound in duct tape, begging for help. What is going on here with this character, Ruby Frank? Is this some sort of massive misunderstanding of her parenting style? Or is this someone who really could have put on a show for the public but was a monster behind the scenes?
You know, Tony, obviously these are just allegations,
yeah.
But if they're true, there's a special place in hell for people that abuse children, especially their own children,
yeah.
Right? You know, and I could tell you, my wife's an attorney for foster kids, so she deals with like the worst physical and sexual abuse. You know, when I was a prosecutor, I hated these cases, you know, sex crimes against children, you know, production of child pornography, severe physical abuse. And, you know, you have these kids that are, they aren't being fed, they're being bound, you know, by their own parents. They have to flee. So it's really sort of terrible stuff, at least what the kids are saying, you know, that they're suffering at the hands of Ruby and her business partner. So, you know, I'm really interested to see what happens in this case. There's a whole criminal component, of course. They're being prosecuted, they're being held without bail. But there's a dependency side as well, which means, you know, that's what we call it here in California, at least. That's when the kids are taken away from their parents and they're placed with, you know, relatives or in foster care. So I'm interested to see what happens with the kids as well.
Yeah, because you have that element of it. Obviously, Ruby and Jody are in quite a bit of trouble. The husband saying through his attorney that he had no idea any of this was going on because Ruby was staying with Jody far away in a different state. So he wasn't there at the time of this abuse. Obviously, they were living together for a good portion of the lifetime of most of those children while the time she was doing her mommy blogging. Is there some culpability here for the husband, not just in the allegations that we're seeing, which took place from Jody Hildebrandt's home, the child escaping there, but is this going to go deeper into their home life when they all are together? And should that husband be looked at deeper too, whether he was directly involved or just kind of sitting there and not saying a word?
Yeah, potentially, yes. And, you know, this is one of those situations where you can be held criminally liable for a failure to act.
Mm-hmm.
So normally, you know, criminal law requires some affirmative action, right? You can't just be negligent. That's a civil standard. But when you're dealing with an affirmative duty for your own kids, you can absolutely be charged with neglect. He can be charged with a failure to protect. Now, obviously, if he's not even there and he has no idea what's going on, then, you know, he's probably going to be okay. But, you know, you can't just turn a blind eye. These are your kids. You have to protect them. So it's not a defense to say, well, you know, I wasn't, you know, binding them. I wasn't, you know, withholding food from them. You actually have to affirmatively help your kids if you know they're being abused.
I couldn't imagine him not having knowledge of it, quite honestly, just from what we were seeing in those videos and everything that have been taken down since she had her YouTube channel up. How common is this where there is one parent that is doing the abuse and the other sitting there idly by because maybe they're living in fear as well of the repercussions from their spouse if they were to speak up, although the kids' well-being should obviously trump that. But how often do we see things like this where one is, you know, a monster and the other is just there?
You know, it happens. You know, it's usually not like this. Oftentimes it's the father. That's what we call the offending, right?
Yeah.
You know, he may be physically abusive, the kids and mom. That's sort of your stereotypical abuse scenario, domestic violence, you know. But, you know, that doesn't mean women, moms can't be abusive, same-sex couples. I mean, you sure. see it all when you're dealing with these sorts of monsters. But, yeah, I mean, look, usually if there's one, the other is complicit. It's not always the case. It's a fact-specific inquiry. But, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, absolutely. When you're dealing with a case like this with abuse of multiple kids, you got to look at both spouses, no question. So I'm not surprised dad lawyered up because he may be the next target.
Why do you think it is that nothing happened for so long in going after Jody or Ruby on any of this? The oldest daughter, who's 20, an adult daughter, has been reportedly trying to get attention on this for quite some time with the authorities, but not much has happened. There had been a couple CPS visits, but they came and they went. How do you think this was being hidden, or is this something where they just didn't have the resources to look any further than they did?
You know, Tony, I mean, social workers, I mean, God bless them. Oh, yeah. You know, many of them are doing God's work, but there are countless examples. I mean, again, here in my home state of California, they've done documentaries on this where they've completely dropped the ball, ignored reports of abuse. Because, you know, a lot of folks in this country, they're mandatory reporters, right? You got yeah. doctors, you got teachers, you know, they're making these reports. And, you know, here it's called DCFS, but, you know, social workers, CPS, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. in each state, there are a number of instances where they have been reckless or negligent and really haven't followed up on very serious allegations of abuse. And, you know, kids have suffered as a result. And that's why you've seen criminal charges against social workers. You've seen civil litigation across the country. It's a persistent problem. And I think, frankly, it's an issue of training and resources. And we need a lot more to help these kids.
Our, are parents who are in that situation where they get a visit from CPS, and let's say they are actively abusing their child, they don't want to be found out, are they typically good at hiding that? Are they typically good at putting on a persona in front of others? And while this on the back end, if the allegations are true, you know, horrible things are happening?
Well, yeah, I mean, the parents are good. You know, you have abusers of children and even adults, right? Whether sex abusers or physical abusers. I mean, sexual assault, you know, domestic violence, these are two of the most underreported crimes in the country. You know, mm-hmm. the percentage of perpetrators that actually successfully prosecuted, you know, Tony, they're very low. So yeah. now imagine you have kids, right? Kids are even more afraid. You're dealing with them reporting their parents. Sometimes they do. Look, sometimes there's even false accusations in these cases. So sure. they're challenging cases to prosecute because a lot of this is done behind closed doors. And unless there's a report, unless there's some corroborating evidence, you know, sometimes prosecutors, they can be a little bit risk averse. They don't want to take the difficult cases. So I wish I had the answer for you. You know, I've prosecuted sex crimes and domestic yeah. violence, but it can be challenging both from a law enforcement social worker perspective as well as the prosecution level.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.